理课堂听 class.com
Practice tests for the Cambridge Business English Certificate Level 1 Listening Test Part 1 Questions 1 to 8 For questions 1 to 8, you will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, mark A, B or C for the most suitable picture or phrase. Here is an example. The answer is A. Now we are ready to start. After you have listened once, replay each recording. 1. So, Alison, do you know what you want?
I'm not sure. The chicken sounds nice, but so does the fish. What about you?
Well, I think I'm going to have the fish.
Okay, I'll have that too.
Question. What does Alison order? 2. Would all passengers for flight LH4521 to Brisbane please go to gate number 40? Flight LH4152 to Sydney is now also boarding at gate number 42.
Question. Which is the flight to Sydney?
3. Karen, could you help me for a moment?
Sure. What's the problem?
I'm not sure how to use this machine.
It's very simple. Just insert the paper, key in the number, and press the send button.
Question. Which machine are the people talking about?
4. Developing new market is never easy, Bill. And if we are going to get faster growth by selling tennis shoes in addition to running shoes, then we should take the idea seriously.
I still think we could get a big slice of the Japanese sports clothes market. They expect quality. That's what we offer.
Question. What does a man think should be sold for developing new marketers? 5. Okay, look. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to break for lunch in an hour. Come and see me then. And bring some of the samples of your new product so I can see them.
I'll do that, Miss Andrews. But couldn't I invite you to lunch?
No chance. I'd have to be back in my office before they took my order. No, look, just bring me up a sandwich from the snack bar across the street when you come.
Question. Where will Miss Andrews have her lunch?
6. What's the matter?
The road ahead is blocked. The bus and a truck crashed into each other.
Oh, that's really awful.
Question. What happened? 7. I'd like to cash this check.
You can do that only if you have an account with us. Do you have one?
Question. What does the man want? 8. Miss, can you give me change for a dollar?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not allowed to give change without a purchase. If you go across the hall, you'll find a change machine in front of the bookstore.
Question. Where does the woman suggest that the man get change? That is the end of part 1. Part 2. Questions 9 to 15. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear a woman talking about a new product range. For each question, fill in the missing information in a numbered space using a word, numbers, or letters. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and write the missing information in the spaces.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jade Ritchie, and today I'd like to introduce you to our new product range. But first, let me welcome you to Jolly Good. I hope you all had a pleasant journey here to our head office. Although we have a sales office in London, Jolly Good Skincare has made its home here in New York for the past 50 years. During this time, we have built up a loyal base of housewives who appreciate our products for their high quality and no-nonsense packaging. However, as we move into the new millennium, we felt it was time to broaden our appeal to move into new markets, and so we had developed our Feel Good cosmetic range. As I said earlier, Feel Good is aimed at a different type of consumer, but of course, we are not going to abandon our traditional, more mature market and will continue producing all our original range. The feel-good consumer is a modern, professional lady who expects the quality enjoyed by previous generations, but wants a fresh-looking product. This brings me to what we believe to be feel-good's unique appeal, the price. What we have achieved is a serious quality product which won't break the bank. If you look in your welcome pack, you'll see we have included some samples for you to try. But when will the general public be able to test our claims for themselves? Well, as I'm sure you must be aware, we have already started to run advertisement in some women's magazines. Our celebrity party with special guests Vicky and Veronique from the TV series Little Sister is September 11th, with products going on sale to the public for the following day. We'll also be running a number of nationwide promotions, all based on Feel Good, Promise Look Great. All that remains is for me to thank you for coming here today.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part two. You now have 10 seconds to check your answers. Part 3, questions 16 to 22. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear a conversation about complaints. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using one or two words. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and complete the notes. Hello, John Bird speaking. How can I help you?
This is Pete Edwards. I'd like to check an invoice, please.
Certainly. Can you give me the invoice number, please?
Of course. It's HB420Y.
HP420Y.
That's right.
Okay, that invoice is dated 15th February. What seems to be the problem?
I just wanted to check the details. My copy isn't very clear.
Right, go ahead.
Well, can you confirm that we ordered 9 boxes of paper for the photocopier?
No, you ordered 10 boxes of paper at £9.94 each.
Okay, that's £99.40, isn't it?
Yes, but that price is exclusive of VAT, which is 17.5%.
Oh, how much is the actual total then?
That's £116.88 to pay.
18 pence?
80.
Oh, right. And that needs to reach you by the 17th.
Please.
And have you got a direct line?
Yes. The number is 688820.
Besides, we're having installation problems with the E258.
Really? That surprises me. What sort of problems?
Well, it's a bit complicated. Could you send a technician around?
Of course. I'll get one round this afternoon.
That would be great.
Okay. I'm sure we'll sort it out in no time. Bye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Part 4, questions 23 to 30. you'll hear a talk on import regulations. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now, listen, mark A, B, or C.
Right. Let's move on to the targets for 1998 and our medium-term plans. For the AMAT, we expect to reach sales of 250,000. This is roughly the same figure as last year, and it may be a little pessimistic, as we are going to do a large-scale promotion campaign during the year. So perhaps we will achieve something like 300,000. Still, I prefer to keep the forecast at 250,000. Now we come to the BMAT. Here, sales should reach 450,000. This could be a little optimistic, as we are not going to push this product in 1998. In any case, the total will probably balance out with a more conservative forecast for the AMAT. The CMAT, our most recent product, will continue to do well. Sales may go as high as 600,000. However, I have set the target slightly lower at 550,000. Okay, let's turn to our medium-term plans. At the beginning of 1998, we are going to launch our new product, the DMAT, and we are sure sales will take off very quickly. We estimate first-year sales at 200,000. The DMAT should initially complement the AMAT and eventually replace it in the 90s. Finally, R&D are working hard on a medium-range product. They hope to have it ready by 1999, so we can launch it in 2000.
Now, listen to the recording again. This is the end of part 4. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.